Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Our Savior Prayed.
Jesus, everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Everywhere he leads me, I would follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won. Follow Jesus anywhere I would follow on. Follow, I would follow Jesus everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow. With his hand to lead me, I will never fear.
I cannot fear.
Danger cannot fright me if my Lord is near.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid.
Anywhere. I can safely go. Down in the valley or upon the mountain steep, close beside my Savior would my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God.
Follow,
I would follow Jesus anywhere. Jesus, everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Anywhere, everywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I will follow. I will follow on.
We have an account in the scriptures, or several different accounts, of the Lord Jesus praying. And the thought of our Savior praying encourages my heart greatly. There are many reasons that people will give for not praying. Many of those will be perhaps along the matter of temporal things. I didn't have enough time, or the time wasn't right, or I didn't feel like it, or our body was so weary. You know, we could extend that list quite a bit, but our Savior prayed. Now, he came to give his life a ransom for sinners. Now, can we find anything more important than the ministry that he had, that he came to give his life a ransom? He came to make it so that we who were aliens and enemies and strangers to God could be brought into fellowship with God. Is there anything more important than that? And yet our Savior prayed. We find ourselves getting involved in so many things, and we'll quickly say, I didn't have time to. The scriptures tell us in Mark 1:35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Now, what did he have to pray about? Well, he had no sins to confess, for he is perfect. He had no fears, for he is God in flesh. Nothing could overtake him. There was nothing that could sneak up on him. He had no lack, for as man he hungered, but as God he fed the 5,000. As man he became weary and slept. As God he gave life to the dead, brought them back to life. As man he thirsted, but as God he walked on water, and he presented himself as the water of life. And yet in all of these things, and the list here could go on, he prayed. The Lord prayed. Now, what could he have been praying? It could have been adoring the Father. He talked about the fellowship that he had with the Father. It was communion with the Father, and how that he loved the Father and was going back to the Father. You know, the first Adam had the opportunity to pray to God. But the first Adam was deceived and chose to act independently of God, to operate his life apart from God. And when we do that, that's where our problems come. Let us learn from the first Adam that to live a life based upon our own reasoning is going to lead us far from God. You see, our reasoning, even since Adam, our reasoning is depraved. We cannot come up with a perfect answer. We are an imperfect people. We can add one and one and come up with two. But when we deal with our own reasoning, our one is not a complete one. And the total we get thus, therefore, cannot be a complete number. We are not living a perfect, we cannot see from a perfect standpoint. And so the Lord would have us to live by faith. And that is that God has spoken. The Bible is what he has said. And we see in the Bible what pleases God. And we talk to the Lord about those things that he has said in his word. The Lord had no sins to confess, and yet he prayed. We have sins to confess. There are so many more reasons for us to pray. There is a greater need for us to pray. Do we? And thanksgiving, of course. Why, the Lord could have brought on the, he could have created the bread out of the stones, but he didn't. He waited to do his Father's will. The devil attacked when he was very hungry. And yet he did not stoop to Satan's suggestion. The Lord would have us to pray. We need to follow the example that he has set and follow him all the way in praying. We need more to pray than ever before, for we have such a depraved nature. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.